Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul
bringing the news to your ears?
This is the place for
Love Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The gospel hour of power. I bring power
bringing the news to your ears.
On your
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul. The time right now is 4:01 p.m. Praise God. And we, amen, you're listening to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson and Alan Lane. Praise God. And
hallelujah.
Welcome you to the show. Oh, we have had a blessed time in the Lord. The morning show, amen, was awesome. Praise God. If you did not tune in, you missed treat, praise God. You missed a treat.
My Lord.
You missed a treat. What's going on, PG? Before I get this weather, let the people know what's going on right here in Houston, Texas.
Once again, just like we said at the morning show, and it just blessed me to continue on throughout my day with the same mentality and demeanor, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually in my soul makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. We shall rejoice because this is the day that the Lord has made. So whether it's raining on your side, whether the sun has come out, it's still a beautiful day that the Lord has blessed you to see. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. How about you, JJ? How you feeling today?
Oh, I'm just excited in the Lord. I mean, yes, like you say, Brother PG, it's raining, it's a little outside. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But I see it like this. Just like it rained outside, I want God to rain on me. Amen. Rain some wisdom, rain some knowledge, rain some joy, some peace, some long-suffering, and all them fruits. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He can rain down on me. PG and the weather, let me tell you what's going to be happening tonight. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, patchy fog until late night, lows in the upper 40s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, it's going to be partly cloudy, it's going to be a little bit cooler, highs in the upper 50s, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. It's going to be colder now, y'all. Lows in the mid-30s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles. PG, what you think about that, about them lower 30s? It says it's going to be in the 30s.
I love it. If you know like I know, Houston gets hot, mosquitoes get bad, Lord, that he has blessed us with weather that will calm all of that down. And now that we are in the giving and loving season, it gives folks like myself who are married an opportunity to cuddle with the one that I love.
Amen. Amen. Thursday is going to be partly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s, northeast winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy early in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. A 30% chance of showers after midnight, lows in the mid-40s, northeast winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for your Friday, showers likely, highs in the upper 50s, chance of rain is 60%, so umbrella ready. Hallelujah. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. Tune in Friday, we will give you your awesome weekend forecast. Well, Brother Lane, Brother Lane, Brother Lane, Brother Lane, hallelujah.
You know what it sounds like to me, JJ?
What?
It sounds to me like God is trying to tell somebody that sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run through in the stormy weather. Weeping man door for a night, but joy comes in the morning light, I say. And that's your
celebration.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're going to let you know that right here on My Gospel Soul. This is deep. Jesus preached saying sunshine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Been enduring for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. Every battle God is gonna fight, and every tear God is gonna wipe. Sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the stormy weather. We've been enduring for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. I say, sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the stormy weather. We've been enduring for a night.
I read Psalms 30 and 5, it says things will be alright if I could just hold on to the morning light. Weeping man do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Hallelujah. Sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the stormy weather. Weeping man do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. I say, sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the stormy weather. Weeping man do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
I remember like it was yesterday, having sunshine even on cloudy days. There was no worry in the world, we lived our lives as happy boys and girls. Then one day I came to realize, and it took me by surprise, that with this life comes change, sometimes hurt and sometimes pain. That's when I learned to call on Jesus' name, and I learned to live my life in faith, get down on my knees and pray, trusting God to make a way. So to those of you who think there's no hope, you feel you're living this thing all alone, listen to the words I say, cause there's something you should know.
Sunshine don't shine forever, you got to know who to run to in the stormy weather. We've been enduring for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. I say, sunshine don't shine forever, you got to know who to run to in the stormy weather. We've been enduring for a night, but joy comes in the morning light.
Through the storms, through the rain, through the hurts and pain, he changed not, so that means he remains the same. All you gotta do is lean on the main, and watch the strength only get stronger, man. Cause days come, days go, don't worry, that's what he tells us. But the own flesh is constantly rebellious. He don't fail us, we fail us, cause we don't suppress the flesh. Then we wonder why we don't have more, cause we contend with less. Less work, less sweat, less responsibility. But let me tell you, that ain't the Holy Trinity. It's D.O.D., Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. So you need to let your spirit man run, rev it and live it. Get it, get it, you get it how you live it. Cause if you ain't getting with him, then I know that your living is him, dog. Pick the part, examine your heart and pray to God, cause I know he'll give you the spark.
Sunshine don't shine forever, you got to know who to run to in the stormy weather. We've been enduring
Jesus remains the same. Just call on his name and watch your situation change. He'll turn your night to light, take you to joy from pain. Anything you need, my God will provide. He'll give you everything, all of your heart's desires. Sometimes the sun will shine, sometimes won't see a ray. But you gotta know how to fall on your knees and begin to pray. And ask God to bring you through another day. He'll never turn his back on you, that's what the words say. So give him glory in everything that you do. When times get hard is when you need to stand true. This just a test of your faith. Just sit back, be patient, watch, look, and wait. Let God take his place, just watch God move. He'll give you his strength, he'll stand for you. Cause
sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the storm and weather. Sleeping man do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning light of day. Sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the storm and weather. Sleeping man do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning light.
Hey. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. That follows me when I'm thinking worldly. I'm thankful for the words that you give us in Psalms 30 and 5. It's a favor that'll keep us alive. I'm saying so, I'm constantly praising your holy name. It's a shame we forget who delivers us from the pain. But when he rolled the clouds and let it rain, we start to ask why me. Why me, full of disdain. The Bible says to count it all joy, cause it's all for the glory. Rejoice, don't be stressing and worried. Even when your tribulations come in a flurry, patiently endure it, don't get into a hurry. Cause what you gotta do is learn to play without ceasing, and understand that everything happens for a reason. One of these days he's gonna put you in your season, but not until your life's a God totally pleasing. Until then,
sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the storm and weather. Sleeping man do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning light of day. Sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the storm and weather. Sleeping man do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning light.
We've been enduring for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. Every battle God is gonna fight, and every tear God is gonna wipe. We've been enduring for a night, but joy comes in the morning light. Every battle God is gonna fight, and every tear God is gonna wipe.
Sunshine don't shine forever. You got to know who to run to in the storm and weather. We've been may endure it for a night, but joy comes in the morning light of day.
Yeah, put him here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. Amen. This morning, we talked about being a rough rider.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Being a rough rider. Hallelujah. Even though the times get hard, amen, friends turn their back on you, praise God. Your back is against the wall. Hallelujah. I testified a little bit this morning. Now we're talking about sunshine, praise God. I'm gonna let Brother Allen talk a little bit about that. Hallelujah.
It's actually coinciding with each other, because when you, in order to be a rough rider, it means you're going through some of your rainy days, amen. It's easy to ride when it's sunny. You know, you put the sunglasses on, you put the car on cruise control, because there ain't no reason to sit up here and be worried about the road, amen. But on them rainy days, when you ride rough because it's stormy, you can barely see, your car's hitting these potholes and these wet, slick roads. Like the other day, we had a little snow. I mean, it's thin. You got to know who to turn to, amen. And I'm just bringing it to real life, but when you're talking about in the spirit form, in the spirit realm, you know, when your mind is just not on Jesus, because you're going through some negative things right now or some tough times, you got to know that he's still almighty. He's still giving you victory. He's still saying that you can overcome. You will be a survivor. You will overcome what you're going through, but you got to make sure that you continue to praise him, amen. Don't get all in your spirit and be, oh, woe is me, why me, and all this, because when you were getting blessed, I never heard you say, why me then? Lord, why am I being blessed right now? Hallelujah. I never hear that. He's all, oh, thank you, Lord. I see hands raised, your shout out when you're getting it all, but when it's not coming your way, then now you're saying, oh, why me? Why I got to be the one to go through this? Why I got to be the one to do this? You know, someone blessed me with a story that just earlier today, saying that a church member there lost their 2-year-old son. Amen. And they came to church and they asked the pastor. They got up to, you know, as a friend of the church to testify, and they asked the pastor, how come God had to take my 2-year-old son? And my coworker went further on to say that the pastor was speechless, didn't want to, you know, hurt her feelings and make her feel worse than what she already was because she lost her 2-year-old son. Amen. But and so he was a little baffled, and he came to me as a brother and was like, can you help me with that so I may go back and help her? And I shared with him, you know, as wrong as it may sound in the fleshly form, my question back to her would have been, why not? Because God does not make mistakes. And if he wrote that baby's life to be 2 years long, for whatever the reason, who are we to question God? If you read the book of Job, when Job was going through the things he was going through, and he would say the question, I'm a righteous man. Why is God putting me through this? Who can test God? Who can put God on trial? God finally spoke to Job through the storm and basically said to him, why not you? Why not you? And man, you are a man of God. You say you are a child of mine, and I was basically using you to show the devil he can't win no matter what. And all I can hear from you is a bunch of why me, why me, why me. Hallelujah, JJ. So
you know,
we got to understand
you know,
that.
Amen.
Hey,
you know, Brother Lane, you know, I'm testifying today because I went through that why my husband, when he took my husband, you know. But I found out that that was a selfish thing that I was doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about me.
That's it.
I'm thinking about me. You know, and I mean, it's a natural emotion. But still, God had to deal with me about that. I started thinking about the suffering that my husband went through. I started thinking about how his body, how what he was going through in his body. I started thinking about the prayers that he was praying. See, God had to take me back to the prayers that my husband was praying. He was praying for some relief from the things that was happening with his body.
Amen.
You know, he was much older than me, so when he was going through or whatever, it hurt him worse to not be able to take me places and do things that he wanted to do because his body was fighting so hard against him. And then it was wearing him out. So God had to take me back, and then he also had to help me with something. He said that he didn't belong to you. He belonged to me. He said he did not, but he don't belong to you. So I'm going to heal your heart. I'm going to take care of you or whatever. But as far as your husband goes, he belongs to me, and I can call him when I want to call him. So, I mean, it's really just praying and really asking the right one. You know, really, we ask our pastors, we ask our friends, and we ask this, that, and the other. But the one you need to go to is God. You need to ask God about that.
Amen.
We didn't try to bring the soul down.
We was having fun earlier, and sometimes the Holy Spirit just leads us into a place of worship and of the true, unadulterated gospel truth. Amen.
Amen.
That's the way he takes us, and we here at My Gospel Soul, Denise Jackson and Brother Allen Lane, we are true to the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit say move, we move. We try to set our own agendas, but when the agenda of God is being deviated from, he also tells you, do not go that way. This is where I need you to go today. So that's just what we were doing right now. You know, the weather brought us to a testimony worship song by the Jesus Freak, Sunshine, and that just brought a little word after that. We wasn't trying to bring the spirits down, amen. Some people are probably going through it right now during this holiday season, and we wasn't trying to bash you or bring you into that spirit. That was just a word from God that was dropped in us, so amen to that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But still.
Well, you know, and then again, too, you... It's just, it's a time for all things, praise God. And just like Brother Allen say, you know, we go with the Holy Spirit here, praise God. And obviously, if somebody listening, praise God, that is not handling a tragedy well, they have internalized it. They took it personally. And I understand our emotions. I understand our heart. And I had to learn it the hard way. But God did put some soldiers around me to bring that rough rod out of me, you know.
Hallelujah.
You have to, hallelujah. And, you know, and the bottom line is, you don't want to get, you coming from a person that's been through depression, you cannot play with that spirit. You cannot allow, because once you start that, why me, why my husband, why my family, I'm gonna do, woe is me, you know, somebody had to shake me and say, where is your faith? You a faith walker. What are you doing? You know, what are you saying? You know, and this is your shake today. This is your shake. The Lord is shaking you right now. He's trying to help you understand something, praise God. You know, I was just talking with a minister, and I told him, I said, the one thing I realized, because I was listening to this song that was blessing me on the radio, and I got teary-eyed, not at the fact that I was sad, but at the fact that God spoke these words to me. He said, no matter how hard the situation is or how painful it is, it's going to pass over. No matter who's coming at you, no matter how tough or rough it seems, it's going to pass. No matter who's mad at you or who's scandalizing your name, no matter, I know you're feeling pain in your heart from the person that passed and all this, but guess what? It's gonna go away. It's gonna fade.
Thank you, Lord.
You cannot get lost in that emotion. You can't get lost in it.
Hallelujah.
You know, because when the devil, when you get lost in it, that he's clapping. He's happy when you lost in it because you begin to not do anything. You begin, like we talked about this morning. You got to put your all in. You got to give 110%, especially when you're going through.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But yet and still, I shall rejoice and be glad, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Thank you, Lord. You know, someday we will be going through it. Some days we will be going through it. But that's just so that you may be a testimony to somebody else that, yes, like JJ just said, this too shall pass. God has already given me the victory. He says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So that means all things. He didn't say you can do all good things, but when the bad thing comes, there was no but in there. He said you can do all things. So that means even through this, even in this, rejoice in him and know that your victory day has come already. See, that's the thing about me, JJ. Whenever I hear someone's testimony or when someone is talking to me and they're telling me the things that they're going through, I'm praising them. And some people probably think that's crazy because you're telling me, you know, I had a car accident yesterday, hallelujah. And I sit up here and my car got towed, hallelujah. It was all my fault and I don't know where I'm going to pay for all this is going on, hallelujah. And I'm praising him while he's talking to me. And that's because I'm kind of crazy this way, but I already see the victory. To me, this is a testimony about to come to pass for somebody. So I'm praising him in advance. I don't praise him after you come back and say, guess what? I remember I said, I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. Man, guess what happened? This happened to me and this happened to me, and I'm just thankful. I really was praising him. When you were telling me about it, I was praising God. Amen.
Amen.
So that's just, I'm kind of crazy that way. You got to excuse me, folks. But this is Brother Lane. Take it or leave it. This is me. In a nutshell, I praise God through everything. My wife called to me and said, baby, we didn't have enough money to pay for this month, and they cut it off today. Thank you, Lord. What you mean, thank you, Lord? Because I mean we got a blessing coming our way. God did not take you through, allow you to go through things without something in the end coming through for you. Amen. It says that everything the devil does, he works out for the good of those who are called according to his purpose and love the Lord. So that means in everything that you go through, JJ, that means something on the other end is a blessing waiting for you. Amen?
Amen. The word of God says in all things, give thanks. We got to surrender to that thing. I tell people it takes more energy. It takes more energy on that to even be negative or to even be in that place of desolation. You know, it takes more to be there than it does to just have joy. Or just like Brother Lane says, just to say thank you. Just to say thank you. I mean, a preacher said this to me a couple of years ago. He said, you got to go through to get to.
Amen.
You got to go through to get to. You know, there's no way around it. I mean, you can't. You got to go through to get to. So go ahead and go through your go through. Amen. And
amen.
Get to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to, amen, play this song called Why Should I Worry? Praise God. You know, it's by none of them. He's Jackson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it says, why should I worry? I hope it blesses you right here on My Gospel Phone.
Hallelujah.
Here we go. Come on, come on.
Turn it all around. Yeah, yeah. Now, why you worried about the things that people say and the things they do? 'Cause if the whole world's against you, it don't matter because He's for you. Yeah, yeah,
try to make you understand what faith do if you pray true. I say, our Father, I thank you.
Thank you.
And nothing can replace you.
No,
that's why I give you the praise.
Come on.
For the rest of my day.
Come on.
Until I'm DOA, no storm, no rain will make me sway.
I'm a slave.
I'm a slave.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, today, amen.
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 Amen. You're listening to My Gospel Soul in the afternoon. That was the fabulous Denise Jackson with Why Should I Worry? And I mean, that's
and the awesome.
And the awesome.
I just love, you know what? I was going to do this this morning, but I'm going to do this now, y'all. Look, I have to, amen, give a special round of applause, praise God, for our co-host. This man of God, amen, we get together, amen, and we laugh and we talk, praise God, and I know sometimes he's serious, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes he's just straight up funny. Praise God. But I just want to, this is something special, amen. I just want to do amen for the man of God today. And it's around.
Amen. If y'all can see me right now, I'm bowing and I'm waving my hand like the queen. And I'm saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, man.
Glory hallelujah.
Glory to God. That song, that last song, JJ, you see I'm trying to hurry and change the subject because I'm blessing right now. That last song reminded me of a statement that I truly hold to my heart. And that is, if you worry, why pray? And if you pray, why should I worry?
Amen.
If you're going to pray, if you're going to give it to God, why are you worried about it? And if you're worried about it, why you say you're giving it to God? Stop fooling yourself, because you ain't fooling God. God knew your heart. God knew you were trying to give it to him, but you only gave a piece of it to him. And he can't work with us a piece of it. He wants you all. So, amen. If you're going to worry, why pray? And if you're going to pray, why worry? Hallelujah.
Amen. And did you really give it to him?
Amen.
I mean, really, be honest about that. Did you really give it to him? Because I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. You know, this is my gospel soul, praise God. So I'm going to tell the truth. Sometimes when I go through, I pick it up again. A lot of mothers do this. Lord, save my son. Lord, save so-and-so. Lord, this, that, and the other. And then as soon as their son or daughter start going through something, they right over there trying to rescue them.
Amen.
This mother told me one time, she say, my son, he in trouble now, and the devil is after him. The devil is really after him. And I said, no. I say, not necessarily. I said, the devil already got it. God is after him. I say, sometimes God got to, and then a lot of times God got to, he has to take that son or that daughter out of your midst so that you can stay out of it. Because sometimes you're the one keeping them in stuff.
Because
you keep picking them up. So, well, he in jail, he got 5 years. And then when he come out, he's saved, sanctified, and ready to serve God. Like people make fun of people that say that they found God in jail. Okay, well, you know, by any means necessary, the way I see it.
Amen.
It's their choices and their decisions that got them in jail. But thank God that your prayers are answered, that they are saved.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know?
It could have been a different way, but they could have been dead. Then they don't have an opportunity to find what they call jailhouse religion. But just because they were in jail when they allowed God in their hearts doesn't mean that they wasn't truly saved and born again. I say it all the time to my youth at Bible study and Sunday school. There's very rarely a person that you see them coming when the doors of the church open and they say, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your own sin, I want you to come down here. You very rarely see somebody with a big grin on their face coming down that aisle. They're broken.
Yeah.
Most people coming to God at that time, they're broken. They're broken in many pieces, and only God can put it back together for them. You
That's
are seeking something. You are starting to realize that I can't do it myself. It's
come
very rare that you see that person say, I came to God because I know God is awesome. He is the man, but I got everything going on. I just know that I need to come to God right now. That's very rare. I'm not saying it never happens. That's very, very rare. Most of the time, we are broken. So why can't a person be feeling like they're at their wit's end and at the very bottom because they have now gone to jail? And then in jail, someone ministers to him saying, I went through this too, but guess what? I got life. You got 5 years. You need to turn your life around and give it to God. How come they can't find God?
How come?
Not find God, because God is always there, but how come they can't now submit themselves to God?
Amen.
Okay.
And we,
amen.
You know, that's true. You know, and like you said, I like how you emphasize that they're broken. And we saw all the times when somebody is broken, we step on them a little bit more. We smash on them. Just a little bit more. They already broken. And see, that's why when you hear me and Brother Lane talk about ministering effectively, you know, ministering in a way, amen, that'll save a soul, that'll cause somebody's mind to be transformed. You, when somebody is broken, and you can't tell it, and you're a man or woman of God, That means there's something in you that you need to check yourself. Really. Amen. You still smashing on the person. Come on. Okay, yeah. Okay, they say they quote unquote found God or found the Lord in jail. Okay? So what? It doesn't matter where it happened. What matters is that it happened. This mother told me, she said, my son, she came to me and I feel like God, when I asked God to save my son, I don't understand why God allowed him to end up in a wheelchair. I say, do you understand what you just said? You asked God to save your son. You asked God to save your son. Your son has life and has it more abundantly. He's saved, serving God. Okay, he's in a wheelchair. He's not complaining. He's happy. He has joy. And you got the nerve to come back to God and want a refund. Excuse me?
My Lord.
Excuse me?
Refund.
Do you care about his life here on earth, or do you care what his soul going to be? You know, come on. You can't tell God how to do it. You make your request known, and however he get it done, just say, okay, Father God, I receive it by any means necessary, and leave it alone.
My Lord.
Amen.
You know, what I continue to say, and we're gonna move on from this, y'all. We're gonna move on from this, but what I continue to say is the church is not the actual building you go to.
Come on.
The church is in us. So if someone gets saved in a crack house, if someone gets saved in jail, if someone gets saved on the street corner, if someone gets saved in a new bar, if someone gets saved in a place that you don't consider to be a place that they should find to submit themselves to God, that's where you're wrong. Because God is everywhere. We like to think that he's only in the church, he's only in the shelters, he's only in the places that they're worshiping. God is everywhere. Amen. And if that person submit themselves at the worst of places, hallelujah. That's all it's about. It's just about the submitting. You have to submit yourself. You have to believe and confess. That's all it's about. That person surrendering themselves to God at that moment probably saved someone else too, because the spirit is going to bounce. The spirit is there now. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to My Gospel Soul in the Afternoon with the host, the best host, the host with the most, Janice Jackson, and co-host, Alan Lane. I almost forgot my own name now. Right now, we're dealing with some topics. This is our 11 of the Christmas and the significance in numbers. We will try to deal with that a little later. JJ, did we ever get a winner to our text message, our trivia question?
No, we have not.
I guess I'll keep the gift for myself. I keep the blessing myself then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have the answers with you, JJ?
Well.
I put that on spot, didn't I? I can see
you. Well, yes, you did, but guess what?
I can see you for a minute. You want me to sing?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, give
them the answer. Amen. Well, you know, before we do the trivia question, before we bust down that trivia question, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go ahead. My mother, sister, cause let's go ahead and hit on this 11, because I definitely is my heart, amen, in my heart, I feel that it's a lot of saints that are out there understood. And in dealing with hip-hop, gospel, rap, and all of that, fans being rejected. We can, me as a woman in ministry, as a pastor, and a lot of women are not received as pastors or whatever, you know. So being in that place, I can understand the rejection. So we don't just want to minister to those that have an issue with us, But I want to minister to those that are broken. They are in Christ, but they are broken in that area.
Right.
And they are sitting down. Because, see, when we're going to the 11, I got a word for you, praise God. But I want to, me and Brother Allen, we want to make sure that we hit all sides of our conversation. Because you need to get up. You need to get up. You need to shake the dust from your feet, and you need to get up.
Shake yourself loose.
Yeah, you need to shake. There's bondage. There's bondage, and you have gotten yourself in a position where you don't do ministry. You didn't stop going to church. You know, you slipping back into your
my Lord.
Because you're operating in the spirit of rejection. And the spirit of rejection is the spirit of rebellion. You're rebelling not against that church, that body of Christ, not against the pastor, not against that evangelist or that false prophet that spoke that curse on your life, but you are rebelling against God and what he has called you to do.
My Lord, you're bowling.
So if you sit, go ahead.
You're bowling, JJ. You're bowling down somebody's alley right now. Amen.
Huh?
I said you're bowling down somebody's alley right now. Be careful. You're going to hit a strike.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You'll get that on 610. Hallelujah.
But you didn't set out. You didn't set out. And the thing about it is, my concept of it and what God deals with me on is making sure you set free, making sure that no type of bondage creep up on you. We reveal the works and the tricks of the devil. And this is a trick of the enemy. His whole goal is to get you to sit down. Whether he get you to sit down through depression, rejection, or self-righteousness, or whatever. The goal is, the main focus is to get you to sit down.
My Lord.
So you're sitting there, you're in a pity party, you're in a stupor, you're sitting there in your ministry, you ain't done nothing in your ministry in 3 and 4 years. You ain't answering the phone because people calling you and want you to come preach. You ain't answering the phone because you're in the valley of decision. You ain't in the valley of decision. You're in the valley of do nothing.
My Lord.
It's time to get up. It's time to up. You don't know where to start. You don't know where to begin. You didn't burn all your paperwork, but God can give you new vision.
Thank you, Lord.
It's time, praise God. I'm talking to a lot of mothers, too, because a lot of mothers have put their education on hold. They done got involved with this man that control their life. They don't do nothing no more. They don't care about how they look when they leave the house and all this kind of nonsense. You know, you just stop doing it. You stop pursuing your dreams. You neglect your children. You don't care what they, you know, come on, get up.
Big Lord.
You're in a ditch. You're in a ditch. You done attach yourself to somebody. They're not your husband. They're not your husband. And God told you that, and you started trying to get them to love you. You started trying to get him to look at you. He living in your house. Your house that you pay the bills at, you going to work, and he's sitting at home.
My Lord.
He's a house husband. But somebody else in your house, and you know this. But instead of you just, see, you got to ask God to take the reins of your heart. Because our heart leads us in the heart of the people. There's nothing good in it. And our heart will tell us, go ahead and be with him. Go ahead and be with her. But your heart is deceitful. Your heart is nothing good in your heart.
My Lord.
Your heart is not for you. The only one that can control your heart is God.
Thank you, Lord.
See, and you say, okay, well, the heart is deceitful. Well, Lord, you created the heart. Yeah, he created it for you to give it back to him. we tell this person that because I gave you my heart. You didn't have no business giving it to him because it don't belong to him. You didn't have no business giving it to her. You heard a brother PG say it. She said, my wife know I love God more than I love her. Because God is who teaches Brother PG how to love her.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'm talking to those that are sitting down at home. Young women that done gained all that extra weight, and for what? Because you done sat down and I'ma just eat my worries away. I'ma eat and I'ma just go to sleep. Because if I wait, maybe if I go to sleep, when I wake up, it's gone. Now,
devil is a lie.
What we talk about, Brother Lane, riding rough?
Yes, ma'am. Gotta be a rough rider. Gotta be a rough rider. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I love ministering to the women because we will sacrifice ourselves for a relationship. We'll sacrifice our needs and our wants for a relationship. But when God has put you with the right person, that person is going to add to your life, not subtract.
Amen.
When God has put you with the right ministry, that ministry is going to add to your life, not subtract.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory be to God. I thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
This month, we are talking about Jesus Christ being born. That's a miracle being born. That's our deliverance, our freedom being born.
Hallelujah.
That's our salvation being born. That's our second chance, our next chance, our redeemer, our redemption being born.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
You sitting there and you're saying, I don't even know where to begin. Begin by saying, Lord, forgive me for not trusting you. Lord, I give you my life. I give you my mind. I give you my heart. Start there.
Hallelujah.
You start there and he'll do the rest. Start by humbling yourself and praying. If you listen to the morning show, Brother Lane said, put a song in your heart. To lift him up.
Hallelujah.
I mean, get the praising, get the worshiping. Let the blinds up. Let the sun shine in. Let some fresh air in the house. Hug on your children. Don't walk on the negative. Oh, praise God. Amen, Brother Lane.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for that word. Somebody needed to hear that word. Somebody needed to hear that. That's not a tangent, y'all. That's the Holy Spirit leading because somebody needed to hear that. And I would even go as far as to say, men, stop taking ministry from your wives. And that's not saying that your wife is a pastor like JJ or a minister on the roster or a deacon or anything like that. That's saying that your wife's ministry may be at home. Your wife's ministry may be at work somewhere. But you stay the same. Nah, you can't work. I don't want you going that way. You need to be at home with the kids. The devil is a lie. Stop taking from your wife. We should encourage our wives. I encourage my wife. My wife has a master's degree, and I tell her she needs to stop sitting on what God has blessed her with. She has blessed her with math. He has blessed her with all kinds of talents. But yet she is content at the job. See, I'm pushing my wife to do better. Not because I want more money, but because I want to see my wife make it to her full potential in God.
Amen.
So, husband, we should encourage our wives to do more. To do more if they desire to. Now, don't push your wife out. You need another job. No, the devil is a lot. I support my family with my work. And if it has to be extra work going on physically, that's what God blessed me to do. I could be the physical laborer around the house. But if my wife desires to do more, she wants to go get a doctor, hallelujah, I support you. Let's get it. We have to support our rib. This is your lost rib. You have found your rib now. If you physically and lost a rib and you found it, you ain't going to sit up here and tear it up. You ain't going to break it apart. You're going to try to make it do what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
So why are we doing that to our wives and our helpmates? The one God sent us, the one that we said before God, I do. Not I do take from her, but I do support her and everything that she is trying to do positively. Amen.
You know something? Amen. You know something? This is my gospel soul, but I just got to say this. The Lord just dropped this in my spirit. You know, and I know it's from kind of like that OJ thing. You know how they say, if the glove don't fit, you must quit. Must acquit. The Lord told me, he say, a minute ago, when you are out there, amen, and you think you found that rib, he say, try the ball. He say, and if the rib don't fit, you must quit. Leave that alone.
Thank you, Lord.
Leave that alone. Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
That's the truth, because sometimes you're so anxious to be complete that you end up in some trouble. And I'm going to leave that alone. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Jesse. But I like that. I like that what you were saying, Brother Peachy, because sometimes your wife's ministry is to edify you. But if she's not completing herself, if she's not happy or if she's not complete, you know, with her own life, if she's not happy and full of joy with her own life, it disrupts both of y'all relationships. It causes tension. And you say, what is it? What is it? So it's like, just like she's a help to you, you have to, the word of God don't just say for her to submit to you. It says for you to submit to her as well.
Amen.
Praise God. So I mean, it's a 50-50, well, 100. I don't like to say 50-50. It's 100%, 100%.
It's funny that you said that, JJ, because that was in my spirit. As soon as you turned it over to me, I was going to say that. So that's just the Holy Spirit saying that with two touching agree, I'll be in the midst. He was in the midst of that conversation right there. He said, there is no 50-50. Because in the end, all you're doing is bringing her. You don't bring her, you give your all. And if you give your all and she give your all, you got 200%. That all matches into one. Amen?
Yeah.
Don't give half. Give your all.
Give your all.
That's not only to God, but to your wife or to your husband, to your kids, to your ministry, to everything God has blessed in you. Put your all into it. Amen? Well, someone told me if I put 100% into 12 things, then I'm not really putting 100% into not one of them. I don't believe that. I believe that you can. If God has put it in your spirit to do it and he has made provision for it, you can put 100% into it. When you start having those kind of, when you start having that I can't mentality put into your mind, well, then guess what? You can't. Because the Bible says that the power of life and death lies in the tongue. So if you say I can't, you can't. If you say, hey, I feel in my body, I'm getting sick, guess what? You're going to start coughing in a couple of days, if not immediately. If you say in your spirit, I was sick yesterday, but I feel better today, you're going to feel better. Amen? Life or death lies in the power of the tongue. Stop speaking negativity. Speak life. I can't.
Oh, come on. Hallelujah.
I can't put 100% into this ministry. I can't put 100% into my family. I can't put 100% into my kids. I can't put 100% into my work. That's all like 400% to me, brother. That's because you're trying to put it all into separate entities, but it's all one. It all works together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called, be called according to his purpose. That's what the Bible says. It says it all works together for the good. Yeah, I know they say what the devil meant for evil, but whatever you do is all working together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called or be called according to his purpose. I like to say that because it says in the Bible, we like to leave that word out there and say are called. No, it says are be called. Just like we are the Jesus freaks. We all are Jesus freaks, but we are the Jesus freaks. We were called to be the Jesus freaks.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
So everything works together. Put your all into everything. Put your all into everything. Don't come home tired because you've been doing a whole lot of stuff here, there. Now you're giving your wife or your husband 1%. They will feel neglected. If all you got left in your body is 10%, give your all. Give your
all. And you know what? You know what? And I have to say this too, because I know we have a wide listening audience, so I want to make sure that we make this part plain. An abusive relationship is not of God.
My Lord.
So if you're listening to this, I bind up the spirit of confusion. Don't take it as though I'm saying stay with her or him if he's beating you upside your head. I'm not saying it's your fault. Some pastors ain't, you know, forward and won't say it straight out, but I'll say it straight out. I believe that you need to sign a paper and get out of it.
My Lord.
I don't, you know, whatever people got to say about it, they can call me, text me. You can send an email to Pastor Jackson at live.com. But if he's beating you upside your head, if it's been 7 years and you are worse off than you were when you got with him, and he won't go to counseling or she won't go to counseling, and all this, you need to pray and ask God what you need to do.
My Lord.
But if they putting their hands on you, flesh and ties, all this kind of nonsense, I believe it's a paper you can sign to get free.
My Lord.
I don't play with that kind of nonsense. Now we minister to your spirit, but we minister the truth. And the truth of the matter is, God don't condone abuse. Period. And then you'll listen to a minister say, "Stay in it, pray about it, give it to God. God will work it out." And the next thing you know, we attending your funeral. The devil is a lie.
Or even worse,
you didn't trust that. You didn't trust, huh?
Or even worse than that, we're attending his funeral because you call yourself defending yourself. You done killed them, but the cops ain't falling for it. So we're attending his funeral, and we sending you commissary money. My Lord. Because believe me or not, believe you me, there's some women out there ain't trying to hear that. You keep putting your hands on me, brother. I've been praying about it. You keep putting your hands on me, and it's going to be a fatal attraction moment around here.
Yes, sir.
So,
and if you look,
I'm just saying, brothers, y'all may feel like, hey, I'm bigger than her. She can't mess with me. Okay. Okay. That same gun that you got hiding for them people that's trying to rob your house, she know where it's at.
Come on.
But later while you're away, she be at the gun range learning how to shoot that thing. Amen?
Amen.
Through Christ who strengthens me. She believe that too. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
That's why. What I said earlier, if the rib don't fit, you must quit.
My Lord.
The way you keep some. That'll help some of this stuff be cut out from the get-go. Now, we're edified and encourage you in Jesus' name. We got one more minute left in the show. We pray, amen, that something was said to bless your spirit and change your life. Praise God. You know that Jesus saves. Praise God. Brother Allen, you got something left because We didn't talk this thing out today.
I just got one thing to say to everybody. Hallelujah. And we out.
And we out. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Peace.
That white. It didn't occur to me that morning I was about to lose my life. I I was buzzed all tipsy. However you wanna call it, my future was in a casket. Bloodline of alcoholics. Most of my uncles on my daddy's side was shot and killed. My daddy took one in his back. It was God will he live.
He live.
And on my mama's side, man, how can I start? Two of my uncles set on fire and one stabbed in the heart. I ain't gonna tell you everything. This is only a taste of the generation of curses God was throwing in my face. But that morning, leaving the club, I stumbled into the church. And God revealed to me that my future wasn't in a hurt. And the seed of life was sown from my grandmother's into my parents and into me, my sister and brothers. And now I'm living to die, and I had to die to love. Yeah, I'm living to die. The way that I am, but I know I am whoever Christ say that I am. And since Christ flipped my life, is no more drug abusion. I was reincarnated and had a blood transfusion. It was self-explanatory, no need for forensics. What killed all these sins, cause of death was repentance. Not to mention only soldiers live this life. Proclaim and not be shamed when trials come, I'll be alright. Cause it's heartbreaking, it's heart shaping all at the same time. No matter what this world says, I'ma stand for mine. Win souls and make disciples, that's what the Bible told me. God is perfect in my weakness, these storms can't hold me. I'm living to die, and I had to die to love. Yeah.